Ginkgo, i tagli tutti di
Ginkgo. Ginkgo, generico, però ho meno
che Ginkgo, l'opera genetica.
Ginkgo, l'opera genetica.
Ginkgo, de genetische opera.
Ginkgo, die genetic opera.
This is Common Blood, a Teen Wolf Repo the Genetic Opera fusion fic, written by 1001 Cranes, read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17, contains the pairings Peter Hale, Stiles Stilinski, Derek Hale, Jackson Whitmore, Kate Argent, Derek Hale, and Vernon Boyd, Erica Reyes, with additional tags for graphic depictions of violence, drug use, recreational drug use, knife play, surgery, gore, mildly dubious consent, mild kink, mild S&M, light BDSM, bad BDSM etiquette, guns, gunplay, blood play, power dynamics, power imbalance, age difference, rape, non-con references, fusion. Summary. In a post-apocalyptic world, the Argents have emerged as a savior of mankind, using their medical conglomerate, Ginkgo, to provide organ transplants for a hefty price. Sometimes they help the bioconservative unfortunates like Erica Reyes, an epileptic with a gift for dance. And sometimes they use repo men like Derek Hale to hunt down clients who default on their payments and repossess their organs. Ginkgo, in the business of expanding life, not ending it. Author's notes. Based on the incredible video by Darth Begbie, available at www.youtube.com/watch?V=WWPWHE. I would never have been able to write this without it. If you haven't seen Repo the Genetic Opera, worry not. I have been assured the concept is fairly well explained throughout the story. If you're very worried, the paragraph description from Wikipedia explains it nicely. An epidemic of organ failures devastated the planet in the future. The megacorporation Ginkgo emerged as a savior. Ginkgo provides organ transplants in addition to cosmetic surgeries. Ginkgo is legally able to repossess defaulted organs. Clients who default on payments will be hunted down by repo men, skilled assassins contracted by Ginkgo to recover defaulted property by any means necessary. Sounds familiar, no? For those who have seen Repo, also do not worry. Though I have taken the overall world of Repo to play around in, the plot and dialogue of the movie is not my plot or dialogue. Don't worry that you might have more fun watching the movie. I mean, you might. It's an awesome movie. But I've definitely tried to bring a new story to the table with our beloved Teen Wolf characters. Warnings and disclaimer. The subject matter necessitates some gore and graphic violence. Watching the video for the fic or having seen the original Repo movie will give you a fairly good idea. There is futuristic drug use, with needles and or a gun-like apparatus. Sex is implicitly traded for drugs. There is mild blood play, and other mild BDSM aspects including bondage, most of which has not been thoroughly discussed in advance. There is nothing actually non-con, but definitely light to middling shades of dupe-con, including relationships between people with differing levels of power, workplace superior and underling, dealer and junkie, and age, from around 5 years, Jackson Derek, to around 20, Peter Stiles. Though everyone in the fic is adult, or at least legal, there is some discussion of rape and a very brief rape fantasy. As I have no idea what kind of epilepsy Erica suffered from before her transformation, I used one potential cure for one possible cause of one type of epilepsy. Some of the other medical stuff is obviously very hand-waved, keeping in mind that Repo is the world of the future. In keeping with this, there are no STDs or STIs, because YOLO! The Narrows is lovingly borrowed from Gotham City canon. Genists and biocons are my own terms, with biocons standing for bioconservatives. Finally, this fic is a loosely arranged set of stories in the Repo universe. I would, obviously, recommend reading all of them, preferably in the current order. However, if a particular pairing isn't your cup of tea, feel free to skip that story. Certain events might be only briefly mentioned or eclipsed entirely based on the story, but are hopefully still understandable in all stories. There are a Scott Isaac story and a Allison plus Lydia Chris story in the works. There is a small preview of each attached at the end. Thank you to Mariana and to Nrem for baiting, as well as listening to me freak out. Thanks and apologies goes to everyone on Twitter for the same reason. Reader's Notes. I feel like I've been plotting this podfic for over a year now. The first time I read this story, it was like, oh, I love this movie and I love this story and I love everything and nothing hurts, even though people just got cut up and it was beautiful. Which makes me sound like a serial killer, but I'm not, I pinky swear. I feel like I've been plotting the soundtrack for this story basically since I first read it, and putting together this podfic was an amazing experience, if only because it let me revisit the Repo soundtrack, and I did spend a couple days singing Zydrate Anatomy to my sister, and she was like, I'm 8, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I was like, yep, eventually you'll get to watch this movie, and you'll think it's awesome, but right now, whatever. Anyway, so I just had a really good time recording this, even if it does make me sound like a serial killer. And hopefully you'll find the Repo soundtrack interspersed with the story to be as awesome as I intended it to be. Ready to listen? Okay! Enjoy.
So why care for these petty obsessions? Your designer heart still beats with common blood. And what if you could have genetic perfection? Would you change who you are? Because it's quick, it's clean, and it's pure. It could change your life, rest assured. It's the 21st century.